We're going to begin this hour with one of the key players who was instrumental in hammering out this week's nuclear framework deal with Iran. U.S. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz was brought in at the tail end of negotiations to settle vital technical details. Moniz is a nuclear physicist, a longtime professor at MIT, and he joins me now here in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
Describe a bit the mood in the rooms there in Switzerland in these intense through-the-night talks in the final days. The March 31st deadline came and went. What was it like?
It was often very, very testy, to be sure, but also, I would say, very professional. Certainly in my focus with Dr. Salehi, who was the head of the Iran Atomic Energy Organization, they were very professional and very problem-solving oriented. But, you know, these are tough issues. We were asking for and required a very significant curtailment of their program, as they were, of course, very interested in things like sanctions relief. So it was difficult, but I would say it was always with respect and a desire to get it done.
Were there a lot of times when you thought, this deal is not going to happen, we're going to go home empty-handed?
Yes.
Yes? Many times?
many times just in the last several days. I mean, we thought we were at impasses, but somehow we would find a way that would satisfy our mutual needs and got it done.
From a technical standpoint, we heard President Obama call this a good deal yesterday. Technically, why is it a good deal? What specifically?
It's a good deal because it satisfies our need to block all four pathways to a nuclear weapon, should Iran choose to do it, which of course they have said they won't, but that's not our that's not the way we approach this. We have to do this on verification. That's two pathways to uranium, one pathway to plutonium, and the covert pathways. I can describe any of those, but that's the key. Next is the issue of, should there be a violation of the agreement, we need to know that fast. And third, we want to have, in that event, enough time to respond diplomatically or through any other means that are required. And we believe we have accomplished that as well.
There is a really interesting confluence here, because when you were starting teaching at MIT, the Iranian, now Iran's top mm-hmm. nuclear physicist, was then a graduate student at MIT. Mm-hmm. Do you think that had a bearing on the talks, the fact that you shared that history? I know you brought him some MIT swag when you went to
That's
Switzerland.
Right. Well, because in our second meeting, he had a wonderful event. His first grandchild was born, a granddaughter, and so I was able to get an MIT logoed beaver for her crib. I think that really helped in terms of a personal relationship, because it really helped us to get into I think a very good relationship for discussing these trade-offs.
Was there one issue that seems to be the toughest sticking point, and maybe the toughest sticking point going forward?
Well, in the domain in which I was focused, I think it's very clear, and it was expected, that the hardest issue would be the future of the R&D program for next-generation centrifuges.
And where did you end up on that?
Well, we ended up in what we obviously think is a satisfactory place. There will be no contribution from the advanced R&D program to lowering what we call the breakout time for at least 10 years.
Breakout time meaning the amount of time taken?
Breakout time is the time it would take if they chose to go all out for generating the material for a nuclear weapon, for a first nuclear weapon. Mm-hmm. And we have required that to be at least 1 year for at least 10 years. And our the parameters that we have put out in the last day would accomplish that.
And, of course, much needs to happen before the next deadline, June 30th?
Correct. There'll be a lot to do, both on the technical side in terms of getting all of this worked out, and also on things like what is the phasing of sanctions relief. But I want to say one thing which I think will make it at least somewhat easier, and that is that the level of specificity in these parameters, I think, surprised a lot of people, because it is quite more specific than one would normally get. Being specific now means we did not kick the can down the road, and it should help facilitate convergence within 3 months to the final agreement.
Dr. Moniz, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Ernest Moniz, the U.S. Energy Secretary, a key player in the nuclear talks with Iran that resulted in a framework agreement in Switzerland yesterday.